This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Mattress Firm, our premier mattress provider. They provide a 120-night sleep trial, so if your mattress is not perfect, they will pick it up and find you a new one. Save 10% off your order with code MMANUTS10. All 33, meet your new work chair. Get active, be active, and sit in motion all day, relieving your stress and aggravation. Save $155 off with code CHAIR20. NordVPN, get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Get 58% off the one-year plan with code STRONG1.
Defense Soap, the world's best soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off.
Hey fam, this is MMA Nuts, episode 499.
499!
My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Grove, the MMA Show. By my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. See, a perfect timing. It goes on point, like usual. What's snapping in?
Well, our Bears are not faring so well, sir.
They fucking suck. Get used to it, Ingo. You finally come on board.
I was not a Bears fan. I was a Lions fan for a long time because I grew up in Detroit. And now I stopped watching football long enough where I'm like, I'm agnostic. I can just pick a new team. And I'm like, oh, the Bears are all right. It's my home team. And then I get all excited because they were kind of winning dirty, as they call it. Yes. And now they're just losing. It's just not good.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's hard to watch that team. It reminds me a lot of the Lions. So I feel right at home. It's kind of the same thing.
We have a suffocating defense and zero offense.
I would like to call it anemic, Matt.
Perfect. I fucking turned it off. It was so bad. I'm gonna go fucking play some video games and I'll come back and just fast forward. Oh, they lost. Shocking. The crazy thing is they've been so close in so many games too. Like, they're always like a score away from winning,
Which makes it exciting enough where you kind of want to watch, but then you're just gonna let us down. So what's the point?
It's so frustrating. Mm-hmm. And they even mixed it up. They even had someone else call on plays.
They did? And
yeah, they had their offensive coordinator. Like, so typically the head coach, Matt Nagy, calls the plays, and this was the first time he finally relinquished the play calling, and not much changed.
I don't think it's the play calling, although I watched the end of the game, and they were throwing screen passes like when they needed 80 yards to win. I'm like, what are you guys doing? This is like, are you just trying to go backwards? What's the deal?
I don't know. It's so fucking frustrating. Yeah. Can't the defense play offense? Like, can we get those guys?
Did score twice, didn't they? Almost.
Or at least the special teams. We returned a fucking kickoff for a touchdown there.
I consider that the defense, Patterson. The special teams is like defense for me.
Well, they're special. Too bad the rest of the team isn't. So,
yeah.
Anyway, this fight happened over the weekend. Rafael dos Anjos, Paul Felder.
They kind of switched roles. Felder with the rape stash, and dos Anjos decided to shave his off, I guess, huh?
And fucking Felder looked really svelte, huh? Svelte and fast.
But I don't think that really did him any favors. Couldn't quite stop the ground game and takedowns of dos Anjos. Mm-hmm. Took a pretty bad beating in this fight. And I want to show you something really quick.
Yeah.
This is the scorecard from the fight. There's one judge who gave Felder the fight, and I'm confused.
Well, it shouldn't have even been close on anybody's scorecard, because that's a 50-45 as the two other judges laid it out there.
I agree with that. Like, the 50-45 makes sense. I don't think Felder won a single round, but I'm just wondering, this Chris Lee guy, I mean, how is it possible that two judges have it a complete railroading and someone else has it super close, and the guy who got railroaded is the winner? Is somebody paying a little bit of money?
Someone takes the dick, I mean, or the money. I'm not quite sure.
What are your thoughts on the fight, though? Like, I thought Dos Anjos looked pretty good.
Yeah, I'm just, it's a weird fight because here's Felder, who said, he's training for a triathlon, said he hasn't been in an MMA gym in 4 months. He was just doing complete endurance training and some pad work. Had to cut 22 pounds in 4 days.
Yikes.
Said Thursday night
was one of the darkest days ever for him in cutting weight. And, you know, he didn't gas until the fifth round. So that was kind of impressive. But going back to even the scoring and talking about the fight, I remember between one of the rounds, it might have been between round four and five or three and four, Duke Rufus is talking to Felder and he tells him, you got to finish this fight because you're way behind. Mm-hmm. So they even know he's way behind. So how
it was between three and four. Yeah, it was Duke knew. He's like, you didn't win a single round. You need to go out there and
finish this guy. And here's the even more retarded thing is, why didn't they make the fight at 170 pounds? They're both taking the fight on short notice. You got to give credit to Rafael Dos Anjos because he's training for, I think he said, a southpaw wrestler. And here's Felder, who's an orthodox striker, like 100% opposite of what you've been training for. So that's tough. But then you're going to kill Felder, who's doing 22 pounds in 4 days. Why not just make it 170? Call it a day. Like, why do we do this at 55? I don't understand.
Why do we do anything, Matt? Who knows? There are reasons for things.
Well, I think the reason was Rafael wanted to, you know, try to establish himself at 55. And he wants to make another run there at the title. But you guys don't need to kill yourself for a fight that doesn't make any ranking sense to me. Because I'm not going to rank Dos Anjos on anything that happens against a guy who took a fight on fucking 5 day notice, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Mike, you couldn't even finish the guy if you want to look at it that way.
No, he tried his damnedest, but Felder's tough as shit. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I give him a lot of credit for continuing to come at him, you know, and I think he's going to be fine as far as future. I don't know why he's training for a triathlon, but.
Well, because he was semi-retired. And then after his fight, he said, you know what, I'm not done. Because he doesn't want to go out on a loss. So, and then he's out there. I think he's commentating tonight on the Dana White's Contender Series.
Oh, really? Okay.
I think they put a shit ton of makeup on him to cover up. Because it looked like he had a pretty nasty gash.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
Pretty good. But I'm like, man, it's a tough fight. You want to show up on 5 days' notice? Yeah, it's Rafael Dos Anjos. Yeah, I'm probably take the fight, but Jesus Christ, man, that's tough.
You versus Dos Anjos, good luck. You got to cut like 40 pounds, 50 pounds.
No, I'm not in the same. I'm at heavyweight right now.
Have you weighed yourself recently?
No, but I know I'm at heavyweight.
Okay.
I'm over 205.
All right.
I'm hoping, my hope is I'm 210, but I'm probably 215 right now. Back in full training mode, though.
Okay. Well, that's a positive. Maybe you're just all muscle.
Could be. Probably not. But I found a good edible that doesn't make me eat, so
okay,
called Snoozeberries by Incredibles.
Ooh,
wink wink. Yeah, I took one at 8 o'clock the first night. I fell asleep at 8:15.
Okay.
I was fighting. I'm like, fuck this, this is way too early. I usually don't go to bed at midnight, and I usually wake up at like 6 or 7. So I'm like, fuck, man,
you sleep through the night.
I have been a lot more lately, which was weird. So I used to have a lot of broken sleep, but I think, you know, as we're talking about health insurance and whatnot, I think this upcoming year I'm gonna go for the fucking full scale operations and surgeries to finally get rid of the snoring, like get the tonsils removed and probably do some more nose work and dig everything out. Because I remember when I did the deviated septum.
Don't do that again. That you were fucked up for like 2 months.
It was like a solid 2 weeks.
Your wife called me and was like, can you go check on him? He's been in the basement for like weeks. We don't know if he's okay.
I'm
like,
I was so many painkillers. I came over,
it was
pain.
Very dark in your basement. It was like, I was like, whoa, I'm going into hell.
Yeah, what game was I playing at the time? Was
Call of Duty.
I was fucking beating ass. I was the best ever.
You're great. You're like prestige like 92 times.
Yeah. Well, it's all the painkillers. So it's like I would be in pain. And then I think you could only take them every 4 hours. So I get like a 2 hour span where I felt good and then an hour nap and then wake up in an hour and I'd be in pain and I'm fucking playing video games and then working and spending millions of a company's dollars and working from home back in the day, you know.
Same when I went through my surgery, similar. I made some deals that I don't remember. And yeah. You're like, okay, probably shouldn't be operating a computer right now.
No, not at all.
But, hey.
That's how it all works out. So
you're going to schedule a bunch of surgeries?
I think so. I think I'm going to do all that shit, and it's going to fuck my voice up, so that'll be interesting. And then you get your tonsils out.
Oh, really? Like, yeah. It'll be high-pitched?
For a little bit, and then hopefully it'll come back down. So
okay.
We'll see.
What's the recovery like on a tonsillectomy?
That's not good. It's just not, but
okay.
A lifetime of snoring isn't good either, so.
Yeah.
You gotta.
So what you're saying is there'll be a 3-month period where there will be no show.
We'll see. I will vow to do a show regardless of how fucked up I am and how fucked up my voice sounds and whether I'll be talking like this and I can't fucking open my mouth. It'll all work out.
All right. Sounds like a winner.
So, hopefully. And if I'm fucking high on painkillers or other drugs, who knows? It could be more fun. Usually is. Maybe I'll throw some mushrooms in.
Well, I found like a high dose of CBD plus some milder dose of edibles works just as good as like hydrocodone and doesn't give you the, you know, crackhead addicted to pills feeling.
Yeah, that's what's in that one I'm taking. I think it's CBN, isn't it?
Oh, CBN, yeah. Oh, that's why. That's a sleep inducer. Did you know that?
I felt like I was on a sedative. It was real nice.
Yeah. CBN is it's a strong sleep inducer. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else you want to say about that card that just happened?
Nope. Because there's an even more epic one coming up.
There is. What card is that?
The USC 255.
Mm-hmm.
So awesome this weekend. You have a flyweight fight that I could give no fucks about. You have Valentina Shevchenko, who's going to stomp this Maya chick.
Jennifer Maya.
Fight that looks really fun. It was supposed to be Mike Perry versus Robbie Lawler, but now we're getting Mike Perry versus Tim Means. A couple of ladies fighting it out. And then how about this? Shogun
versus Paul Craig.
Paul Craig.
That guy has an epic beard. Number 14 versus number 15.
Yeah. That's crazy that Shogun's still fighting, by the way. He's got to be, 35 by now?
Or 100.
I don't think they show his age here. Not so much. And, you know, I don't think the prelims had much going on either. I can't go backwards. Cool. Love this website. My favorite. Oh, isn't Buckley the guy that had that fucking bananas knockout the other day where someone caught his kick and then he threw that spinning back kick and fucking knocked that guy into tomorrow?
That's the same guy?
I believe so.
It just happened like 2 weeks ago. He's already fighting again.
The UFC gives no fucks. They just put everybody back out. Like, you just fought and killed someone. Oh, Joanne on the fucking undercard.
Yeah. Like,
way early prelims.
You're deep in the undercard now.
Yeah. Well, you got a bunch of guys with no pictures. My favorite. So that. And then how about, I want to talk about that last card that just happened because I just remembered, like, there was some guy that got knocked out within, I don't know, the first 15 seconds.
Yes.
Cold. Why do people train then? Because if Paul Felder can go 5 rounds with no training, and then you have this other guy who fucking probably trained real hard, and he gets knocked out in like 20 seconds. I'm not saying that's a good life plan, but it's just interesting, right?
You just go out there and just get knocked out?
No, I mean, you Paul Felder that shit.
Oh.
Because he didn't train, but he did okay. He didn't get finished. How's that? He didn't get finished.
I do think that MMA in general is first a cardiovascular sport, and you have to have both endurance long endurance, and you also have to have high intensity endurance too. So it's a combo. You got to be able to sustain, you know, bursts for long periods of time, and, you know, marathon training and stuff, triathlon training probably helps, you know.
Yeah, and you got to have the heart and the will, because you see a bunch of guys that fucking quit, and if you're a quitter. Yeah.
You know, well, I think the quitting fighter comes a lot with fatigue, right? So when you get tired, you don't feel so good.
You wanna, Anthony Rumble Johnson.
Do you want to go to sleep?
Like, here's my neck. Please squeeze it so I can be done.
Yes. And yeah. Hey, I know you sent me that email a couple days ago about Matt Brown on our website. We interviewed a while back. Check this out. We got a fight that's been officially booked. Matt Brown versus Carlos Condit. Booked on January 30th, UFC Fight Night. I'm excited.
I'm so geeked on that one. But how did that not ever happen way back in the day when you think about it? Like, here's two guys who are probably like way past the prime, but still going to put on a hell of a fight. I'm super psyched for that one.
Yes.
And I, when did we interview? I think that was 2013. We had Matt Brown on the show.
Was that when we had, did we have him on Skype? Is that what we did?
He might have been on a phone. I don't remember if we were saw him in person.
He was super cool.
I think it was on the phone. Reading the transcript, like I sent you, of that interview, I was like, holy shit, that was actually pretty good. I'm surprised.
We were solid. Maybe we should get some guests on the show.
Yeah, seeing how everyone's already dialed in, I'm not opposed to it.
Why not?
When I asked Matt Brown if he can move up to 185 so he can fight Michael Bisping for me, like, okay. I don't remember asking that, but hey.
We should just get weird people. Our show should have people on it that nobody wants to have on the show.
Hmm. Would that be Mayhem? BJ Penn?
BJ Penn.
Who else? Mm. Who else would know? Well, I don't know if that helps us any to have people that nobody wants on our show. Because then there's no interest in them.
We will generate interest.
True. What else is happening fight-wise? Oh, they said Overeem versus Volkov on February 6th. Should be interesting. That one's hit or miss. And then here's another weird one. Chris Weidman versus Uriah Hall 2 on February 13th. So Hall gets the TKO Anderson Silva, former middleweight champion. And now he's going to go after Chris Weidman, former middleweight champion.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we doing this? Like,
I don't know. Why not?
Why is Uriah Hall going to be the champion killer all of a sudden?
I think they're trying to build his confidence. That's what they're doing.
I can almost spit on that one. But Dana White calls out Uriah Hall after the Anderson Silva fight. Like, this guy doesn't even want to fight. He barely threw 10 punches. Mm-hmm. So why do you keep booking him against guys that were champs, were killers at one point? I don't get it.
I don't get it either, but, you know. We'll see what happens. I predict a Chris Weidman victory.
Potentially. You never know. Chris is
on the downwards path.
Sometimes. What else is happening?
All right. Former UFC heavyweight Fabricio Werdum joins the PFL in the heavyweight division. It looks like he's going to be competing in the regular season and playoff tournament, if he qualifies, and it's scheduled to start around April something, right? And I think there's like four or five dates booked already, and it's not clear exactly which dates the heavyweights are going to fight on. You know, I think it's exciting. Heavyweight format tournament should be cool.
I thought it was a weird signing because, you know, the PFL canceled their season this year, and then they were tying up all the fighters until recently where they couldn't fight. And I think the stipulation right now is they just opened up letting fighters go fight in other organizations, but it can't be the UFC and it can't be Bellator. So you have Kyla Harrison, who's their 155 pound champion female, so they're lending her to Invicta, so she's got a fight set up for Invicta. But now you take a guy like Werdum, I don't know where his other options are. I thought Bellator would have been an option since he was a Strikeforce fighter. He probably has a relationship with Coker. I don't know if 1FC is the option, but it just seems weird that you're going to go to a league that potentially may cancel 2021, depending upon what's happening with the virus. I don't know.
Well, it's news anyways, right? So maybe he doesn't expect to fight, or maybe he's just trying to stay busy and stay relevant.
If they give him fights. That's the challenge with these fucking guys. Mm-hmm. And because it's not like, I think they offered the fighters like a $50 stipend or something. Something ridiculous. It was so egregious. Like, it was just insulting. Like, why are you even offering people anything? Like, I don't know. So anyway, it's interesting. It's good to see. And some people are arguing, and I could probably see the argument too. Like when you talk about heavyweight greatest fighters of all time, you know, Verdum's in that conversation.
I agree. I mean, he had stints in all the major organizations and was successful and was the champ and wasn't the champ and yeah. submitted people and didn't submit people and
beat Fedor.
He's beat the Fedor.
Kane.
Mm-hmm.
C-level Kane.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, he was in Mexico.
Yeah, that was Mexico. So I don't know. Good for him.
Yeah, I'll agree. So here's Mike Tyson, right? They say he's 2 weeks out. He's 54.
Jesus.
Yep.
He's really yoked.
Yeah, he looks a little soft, though. I think he's off the sauce now because they're supposed to do some sort of drug testing, but...
But...
Yeah. That's 54. Jesus Christ, man. Looks great.
So you dose up and then you dose down?
Yeah, I think that's what they're doing. I thought they said WADA testing. I think it was WADA testing, but who knows, you know, are they really testing or not? Is it just for show? Like, oh, I'm not on anything. Oh, bullshit, that guy's not on anything. I want him to be on everything. Why not? You're 54.
What are you going to do, get in trouble?
Yeah, what are they going to do, cancel the fight? Yeah, it's 2 weeks away. I want to watch that. I don't know what the pay-per-view cost is on that. Like, let's see. Tyson versus Jones pay-per-view cost. I before I look, what do you want to guess on the cost of that pay-per-view?
$39.
I feel that's a fair price. I would potentially pay that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, $49.99.
What day is that? Is that a Saturday?
Well, this site has it wrong because they're saying September 12th, but I'd imagine the price, yeah, looks like $49.99. These websites are all old. So I got to look at the new date. Well, it's 2 weeks away, so I believe it's 2 weeks from Saturday.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Should be on a Saturday. Yeah, I can't find it. I give up. I have the internet right at my hands, but if it doesn't show up in the first three results, I'm out. I ain't got that kind of time, Ingo. I got places to be.
I hear you.
Here's a question for you. So apparently Gina Carano is on Twitter, and she's spouting off views about the election and COVID, and apparently people don't like her views, so they're trying to get her fired from The Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why are we doing this?
Because people are cunts. Cunts!
Well, why can't you have an opinion? You don't have to agree with her. She could do whatever she wants. She's hot as fuck.
It's cancel culture. You're not allowed to have opinions other than the populist one. And we will tell you what the populist opinion is.
Who will?
They.
Who's they? I want to know.
The majority.
So I should have the opinion. My opinion is she's hot and she can say whatever the fuck she wants. How's that?
Especially if she says it naked.
Well, she just shook her ass the other day, remember?
That was nice.
All right. So maybe you'll get some more of that. Maybe the CTE is kicking in a little bit. You know, she'll start a fans only page.
I'm in for that. I mean, maybe not.
Well, I mean, people post the pictures. I think Beck Rawlings has fans only page, and someone posted all the pictures of her. Not too shabby. I'll just say not too shabby. You got anything else?
I got some knowledge, but that's for later.
Okay. There was a 3-second KO in Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. I don't know if I should show it.
Show it. Do it.
All right. Okay, then.
You can do it.
Okay, then.
Yes.
Let me share without sound. Hang on. This is how we get our video pulled.
It's all good. Put it on.
And
oh jeez,
just like that.
And the guy knocks himself out.
Yeah, jumping over into the crowd. So,
whew. That was quick.
Like, fuck, man. The other guy's like Sleepy Joe. Right. I'm just gonna wait, and then boom.
Keep your hands up.
Fuck, man. Yeah. Well, that's why they make them toe the line. You want that fast action right off the bat.
Yeah.
Let's see. I saw Diego Sanchez. He's on the Twitter. He's doing some tweets. He's got a couple. Let's check on his mental stability here. He says, today a powerful porthole of light energy is open. If there ever was a night to connect with the universe, tonight is the night. I've been celebrating and connecting all day. Like, okay. So that
is
was the
Jupiter and Venus is Mars and Pluto,
maybe Uranus. That was the first one. And he follows up with this one. I was doing energy work on my patio as a UFO flew right up on me. I called for my daughter. Quick, quick. She watched this thing hover only hundreds of feet away. Albuquerque is a trip. Sightings are regular here, but this shit was contact tonight. It was obvious it was watching me. So it's true, false, what's going on in Diego Sanchez's world?
I believe, Matt.
You can fly like fucking Diego? Where is his yes men? Where? Oh. Should that guy stop fighting?
Nah. Who would entertain us if that happened?
I don't know. You need characters in the sport. I feel like he's in there. Should we do some Ask the Nuts? Mm-hmm. Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time. Pound sign, neutral. Pound sign, Matt Rape Trade. Pound sign, Ingo Sugar Daddy. Would you rather put a stop to war or end world hunger?
I'll end the hunger.
I want to make people more hungry. I'm not stopping shit. I'm taking all the food, eating in front of them.
So you'd end the war?
No, I'm not stopping anything. You fight to the death, everybody. And then maybe you'll get a piece of lettuce. Would you rather spend a night in a luxury hotel room or camping surrounded by beautiful scenery?
Camping. Probably luxury hotel room. I mean, I would say camping 10 years ago. I mean, I'm more of like a glamping kind of person. Like I want the camping amenities without the sand in my ass, you know?
So I give you the most decked out mobile home ever. And then you can park it like it's some epic scenery.
Place. I'm in. How's that? Perfect.
And one of those nice ones that you can actually shit in and it's not a problem.
The Jetstream, Airstream, whatever it's called.
I don't know. I guess they have a coffee grinder that grinds your shit up and gets rid of it. So
sweet.
Fuck yeah. I agree. I think there's a time and place for both. You know, sometimes, well, the problem is my family, my wife, there's no fucking way she's going to go for camping. Like, that's not going to happen.
Okay.
Would I do it? You know, I've done it, but I'm too much of a bitch right now. I want the luxury hotel room.
Yeah. That's why I backtracked. Cause I'm like, you know, the sand and the bugs and
it's a lot of work.
It's too
much. Yeah, I agree. That's a young man's game. An old man's game is, hey man, I've worked long and hard enough. I should get that luxury hotel room now.
Yes.
You know, fuck.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes. Would you like two or three? How about a plethora of ribeye steaks, bone in? Perfect. Yes, please have some. Would you rather explore space or the ocean?
Space. The ocean scares me.
Yeah, let's go to the unknown, not underwater. Underwater seems scary. And then the follow-up is, would you rather go deep sea diving or bungee jumping?
Bungee jumping.
I'm going to take a pass on both. My spine will thank me later.
Yeah. Well, fuck. I'm not going deep sea diving. I'm terrified of deep waters. And I'm also terrified of heights, but if I had to pick the two, I'll take the heights.
Yeah. I'm trying to process my spine in that bungee jump. Just like, everything like this. And then everything go like, oh, fuck that. I'm out. I guess it's deep sea diving. But how what's deep? 25, 50? I don't mind like a snorkel. And
no, you're talking like thousands of feet underwater.
How about 40? Well, 40, that's deep enough for me.
That's too deep already for me.
Anyway, I want some knowledge. What you got?
All right, here's some knowledge for you. I know you're cool. My question is, are you as cool as this guy?
Hang on. This is always the best when you're on a unicycle, a powered unicycle,
powered unicycle,
drinking a beer, bald head,
beer, in traffic, no helmet, doesn't give a fuck, checks his watch. He's like, yep.
Hey, buddy, woo!
Life is fucking good. He's got to be going at least like 30, 40 miles an hour. But to me, that's kind of crazy without a helmet.
You just cut him off. I thought he ate shit.
He did not eat shit. Did you watch that?
Oh, he did. Yeah.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. You cut him off right at the best point. Right at the end of the video, he fucking eats it.
My bad. I lost the video. I'm the worst.
It's all right.
I didn't watch the whole video. I just watched like 30 seconds of it. And I'm thinking, that's pretty cool. I didn't
No, he ate shit at the end because that's one of those ones you're just waiting for him to eat shit and he eats it.
He eats shit?
Oh, yeah.
Let me see if I can bring it back up.
That's all good.
I found it again.
Okay.
Here we go. I'm the worst.
That all works out.
There he goes. There he goes. There he goes. Oh.
And there he goes. Hooray! As some people say.
You already saw that, huh?
I see things.
I think you're way ahead of your time, sir.
It's only like 9 o'clock. So what's going on with the titles on some of the news articles? So here's a news article from Yahoo News. Just going to read the headline and you can enjoy. WAP is great, but don't freak out if you deal with vaginal dryness.
What's WAP?
Wet ass pussy. Come on.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that was a term.
Yeah, apparently it's a song.
See, you just got to have some lube on hand and you'll be good.
Yeah, but like this was just a regular news story coming across like a Yahoo. Like that's what we're at now. We can just fucking
we can
talk about your wet ass pussy on Yahoo. And...
Yeah, Trump opened the door by grabbing him by the pussy. Now you can say pussy anytime you want.
Well, let's follow in that stream of consciousness. So here's an article. Yair Bolsonaro asked Brazilians not to deal with COVID-19 like fags. Apparently, you can say this. And hang on, this guy fucking doubles down and triples down. He's like, I regret the deaths, I really do, but we're all going to die someday. There's no use fleeing reality. We have to stop being a country of fags. We have to face up to it and fight. I hate this faggot stuff. This is... Who is this guy? It's like the president of Brazil.
President.
So now you wonder when you hear like
the gays,
Big Nog and all the Brazilians talking about the gays, where it comes from. It starts with the leader and trickles down.
Is that not just like a translation error? Did he really say fags?
Hey, this is a, I don't know what website I'm on. It says Deccan Herald, some international story. Like, whoa, that's interesting. Apparently things are a little bit different in the Brazils, but that would make sense with, you know, it kind of ties in line with what we've heard some of the MMA fighters saying to what this guy is saying. What the hell? And he's tripling down. He's saying between gunpowder and fags, we have more than 160,000 dead in the country. Someone else tweeted, the Speaker of the Lower House of Congress, Rodrigo Maia. Jesus Christ, I gotta get out of this story, man. I don't know what the fuck's going on in Brazil's, but it doesn't look good.
They do not like the gays.
Apparently. Wow. And then I guess I'll close it out with a little PlayStation. I think this one was made for the president of Brazil. Let's see. Hang on. Let me do a new share here. I gotta give you a little sound.
Hey, we got the fucking, got a brand new baby right here. You know what I'm saying? What?
Not the gay station. I think Sony's playing a trick on everybody.
What's with all the hate for the gays all of a sudden?
I don't know. Hey, I forgot to do Fuck, Marry, Kill, by the way.
Oh, okay. Let's do it now.
I felt something was missing.
I totally forgot. Do it now. It's better. Let's save it for the end of the show.
Yeah.
Can get their wood on and pause the show at this right time.
Yes. Celebrity edition number 115. Girl next door types that have gone Hollywood number 3. Perfect. We have Scarlett Johansson, Vanessa Hudgens, and Kate Beckinsale.
Oh,
felt like I was missing something in my life. And here it is. All right. So we start with Scarlett Johansson.
That's nice.
Always very beautiful, very juicy. Vanessa Hudgens.
Was never a huge fan, but that's pretty nice.
Yeah, that was probably the best picture I found ever of her. She doesn't look that thick and juicy. And then Kate Beckinsale.
I think we kill the last two. I mean, and just do all the other stuff to the first one. There's no point. I mean, what are we talking about here?
Yeah. She's getting married for sure. And then you probably got to go with Kate.
Got to kill her?
No. Don't have one time with her and kill this Vanessa one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's it.
All right.
Just like that. I'm out.
For all of you that were just on pause to take care of some business, welcome back. That has been this week's edition of MA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
I'm Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.